Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 13, 2023. When the time comes to turn to the Creator. Question. Dale Carnegie, American psychologist, speaker, and writer, wrote books that gave help to people. Millions of copies of his books, How to Win Friends and Influence People, How to Enjoy Your Life and Job, and How to Develop Self-Confidence and Influence People by Public Speaking were sold. Carnegie was called a seller of happiness and a teacher of humanity. But he was unhappy. During the last years of his life, he was very lonely. The reason for his suffering at the end of his life was that he got lymphatic cancer. After the doctors told him about it, he couldn't forgive them. He fell into a terrible depression. It is not known whether he died naturally or committed suicide, but he was in such loneliness without friends. When troubles came, it turned out that everything was just theoretical. His books touted that diseases come from the isolation of a person and that one should have a lot of friends because then you are open and not subject to depression. He himself became lonely and depressed, and that is how he died. Tell me, how does this happen? Answer, every person has a certain threshold of sensitivity of where he can overcome his suffering and what befalls him, and where he is no longer in the right state to overcome. He had this threshold, he lived through it and gave up. Question. Another question is if it is possible to agree with the diagnosis, to agree that now is your final time, and not fall into depression, not distance yourself, and not die alone. Answer. In the end, every dying person agrees with this. Where can a person go? In principle, he understands practically. In the last days, hours, and minutes of his life, he is no longer in the euphoria in which he was born. He already understands that it is all coming to the end. Question. So this understanding comes to a person and he calms down? Answer. Yes. Question. Do you have any advice if, say, a person receives, God forbid, some bad news? How can he continue to swim? Carnegie fell into such a state, into depression, loneliness, and withdrawal. Even though he preached something else. Answer, everyone is still looking for some kind of salvation. There is no escape from this. There are still thoughts that you are already in the hands of the Creator. And he does what he wants with you. And you can only, if you want, pray to anyone, however you want. But in general, this is what remains to a person. Question. And how do you survive these minutes, hours, days, or months? Is there any way to direct the ones that go through this? Answer. The way to direct thoughts correctly is only if you read Kabbalistic articles. I can't say anything else. This directs you, your thoughts, your desires, and eventually your soul in the right direction, to the right goal. Question. Why? What is in them? Answer. Rapprochement with the Creator, a real, true rapprochement with the Creator. Question. So you're saying that I'm kind of locked in this little world of mine and that's the trouble? And so do I have to open it almost indefinitely? And swim like this? Answer. Yes. Question. Is there an article that you like the most in such cases? Answer. There is none else besides him. Question. This is the first article from the book Shamati, I heard. The crown of this book is there is none else besides him. When reading it, does peace come or something else? Answer. Peace comes. Humbleness comes. And joy comes after that. And the joy is very great because you begin to believe that this world exists according to its upper program, and not just that nature thus removes us from its path. Question. Is it possible to reach this point earlier? Answer. You can get to this earlier, but you still have to go through this period. Question. Are we coming to this article anyway? Answer. Yes. Question. Do you think doctors should tell a patient that he is on the verge? That everything is over, that he is now in the last stage of the disease and he is dying? Answer, I think doctors need to say this to patients. And to say that it is time to turn to the Creator. Question: is it right for the doctor to say so directly? Answer: yes. That now everything is in the hands of the Creator, and not in the hands of doctors. And a person should turn to him. I believe that this will be true and open. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 5, 2023. Mismatch between internal and external. Question: according to statistics, the Jews have a great predisposition for psychological abnormalities. Why? Answer: frankly speaking, I do not know of such statistics. Maybe there is some predisposition to this, because on one hand the Jews have a great internal preparation for the perception of spiritual reality, which comes from the fact that it was already realized in some past incarnations. But on the other hand, this preparation is not in use today, and that leads to some inconsistency between the internal capabilities of a person and the external, rather limited world. If at the same time a person is engaged in science, art, etc., he achieves great success. But, in principle, his inner potential is not utilized and not realized because there is no connection between him and the world in which he lives unless he receives the Kabbalistic methodology. If inner content remains unrealized, it is natural that all sorts of problems may arise here. I do not know the statistics, but it is quite possible that there is such a thing. After all, the more primitive a person is, the less developed mentally, socially, and economically, and he is not under pressure, the easier it is for him. If we take the same statistics between urban and rural residents, or between ordinary people and those who are engaged in science, then it is natural that the higher the person gets, the more problems there are within him. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Brain of a Madman, July 12, 2011. Kabbalah and the World Internet. A quick, correct, transition to a new world gives us the opportunity to get out of crises. A crisis is a clash with some obstacle whenever we have to climb to the next degree. The world, like a child who has come to a certain step, must climb it, but cannot since it is too big for him. We need to help humanity, take it by the hand, and lift it to the next degree. This is our task. We have created a large organism, a tool for correcting ourselves and others. But it exists only as a tool and does not yet work as a global system because we have to implement it on the scale of all mankind. And how can we appeal to all of humanity? Only in the virtual internet network. That is what it was created for. Through hundreds of thousands of friends who are in our inner unity, we must spread the method of integral correction in all languages. From CAB TV's I Got a Call, Spiritual Internet, July 16, 2011. Life in the Common Soul. In an integral society, only those signals that support the correct functioning of the entire system will be perceived. Such signals include teaching how to work together correctly and the laws of the common system known to us from Kabbalah. Kabbalah is engaged in the correct organization of the common actions of people so that they come to such a coordinated mode of work among themselves when the system begins to unfold. All its parts, properties, and connections come to life, and a huge amount of unlimited information and feelings flow through them. As a result, it opens up so much that its inner life begins to be felt in it, not of each individual, but the common one, common opinions, common desires, common views, and common aspirations. And this general is a completely different state of humanity, a level higher. These are desires, properties, connections, the life of a common organism that does not exist yet. When individuals lock themselves together and begin to work in concert, this common organism receives new properties, new vitality. It works at the next level called spiritual. Why? Because by closing in on each other in a good connection, people create a completely new life, a new platform, new sensations, energy, information, everything is new. This is the spiritual world, the spiritual state. People are included in a completely different mind and other layers of attainment and sensations. They break away from their physiological animalistic bodies and begin to feel that they are in the universal mind within a generalized, mutual universal feeling. This is life in the common soul. This is what we must all come to. Nature is now beginning to push all of humanity to this level. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Internet, July 16, 2011. To ask or thank? Question: does it make sense not to ask the Creator, but just to thank Him? Or is it a plea that is necessary? Answer: our appeal to the Creator consists of two parts, a plea and gratitude. It is best to start with gratitude because it prepares us for the right relationship with the upper force, then there is the plea. Question: how do you thank correctly? Answer: do it from the heart. As you feel it, that is the way to thank. There are no canons or rules in this. Desire is in the heart. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 4, 2018. Correct request. When desire fades. Question: why when a man and a woman connect, first the so-called spark of love flares up between them, and then gradually fades and turns into cooling or even hatred? Answer: this is a natural process, just like any other. It is like I sit down to eat and eventually I get full, and if I continue, then I will have repulsion. Similarly, there is a period of feeling hungry, satiation, filling, and enjoying it. And then, when hunger disappears, the person is satisfied, as after eating, and therefore needs to stimulate the desire again. Now the desire for this object or for some other requires renewal. If people are properly attuned to each other and are able to find the process of renewing desires, aspirations for each other, flirting, then they can live together all their lives, be devoted to each other, and find great satisfaction in each other. There are people who are not originally created to be satisfied with each other. Rabash also said that when you meet a girl as a future spouse, you just have to see if she isn't physically repelling you. That's all. And then whatever you decide. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Eternal Love, July 9, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: does nature respond to human actions? Think of billions of cars driving with the mobile eye device, which alerts us if we come too close to another object. The system of nature we are in functions similarly. It alerts us when we do certain actions and gives us feedback on them. So according to our participation in nature, we receive its responses. How does this mechanism work? It works due to nature having laws. The laws of nature operate on everyone and everything in order to develop us to the most perfect, harmonious and balanced state. The most perfect and harmonious state is when all parts of nature enter into a harmonious connection, in balance with nature's laws. We receive a positive response from nature whenever our actions correspond to the state of harmonious connection that nature wishes us to reach. Likewise, we receive a negative response whenever our actions oppose the state of harmonious connection that nature wishes us to reach. Since we are presently far from learning and influencing each other to reach harmonious human connection, then we accumulate more and more problems in our lives. The increasing problems we experience are feedback from nature that tries to tell us that we are aiming ourselves incorrectly, that in order to experience a positive response from nature, we need to direct ourselves at a harmonious and balanced connection among each other. The sooner we apply ourselves to learning and influencing each other to positively connect, the sooner we will see our lives shift from ones of increasing suffering and emptiness to a life of more and more happiness, harmony and peace, Due to our increasing congruence with nature's laws. Based on the video, does nature respond to human actions? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.